With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. The wraps come off the 2024 federal budget today. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will be tabling the budget that promises billions in spending. The Trudeau Liberals have indicated they won't grow the deficit, making it likely new or higher taxes will be put in place for wealthy Canadians or corporations. Half a dozen students have been displaced by a house fire near Fanshawe College. The blaze broke out late last night on Prosperity Court south of Fleming Drive. No one was hurt. Fire officials say the fire started outside and extended into the roof, causing extensive damage. Charges have been laid against a 40-year-old man after a Londoner came home to find a stranger inside. The robber broke a window to get in the place near Hamilton and Rectory Saturday afternoon. They took off once the homeowner showed up. A 40-year-old man was arrested and charged with breaking and entering, uttering threats, and resisting arrest. A London-based insurance company is pouring $500,000 into the city's homelessness fund. Canada Life announced yesterday it's donating $500,000 to the Fund for Change in honor of its outgoing president, who serves as the fund's co-chair. To date, $4.1 million has been raised, adding to the $25 million given by an anonymous donor to address London's homelessness crisis. Western University's Northern Tornadoes Project has confirmed Canada's first twister of the year touched down in southwestern Ontario. The EF1 struck Malden Center south of Windsor March 16th. It peeled the roof off a double wide and brought down trees with its 150-kilometer-an-hour winds. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.